Today, of course, is the launch of the second Circle Art Cambridge Trail, which links artists and makers with Cambridge charity shops in a celebration of reuse and creativity. Earlier, Jenny Langley spoke to our own Neil Whiteside when she came into the Cambridge 105 studio.
Let's start by finding out what it is that Cambridge Carbon Footprint do. Tell us about them and then how did the idea get underway?
So Cambridge Carbon Footprint's a local charity and their focus is on working with lots of people to let them know about their own carbon footprints right. and to make their own decisions about how to reduce them in lots of different ways. So they've been involved in lots of different projects. Every year they do Open Eco Homes, which is looking at reducing your heating bills, ventilation and things like that. So you have nice warm houses and low energy. Bills.
So they're very much an umbrella organisation across these things.
And they're now actually working with Cambridge City Council, looking at reducing the footprint of Cambridge, because City Council now have set a target of being carbon neutral by 2050
right.
for all of Cambridge. So
That's a big ask, isn't it?
That is a huge big ask. So they need to involve the university and the businesses and lots of things like that. So everybody has to work together on this. So they're part of that. You don't put anything in landfill.
So where does art fit into this? So circular art is marrying the two together, is it?
Yeah. So all the artists in the trail, there was no requirement on what they displayed or any theme to what they displayed other than they had to reuse something or repurpose something or reclaim it from something, upcycle it, people know, or recycle something. So they weren't allowed to go out and buy anything new.
So is this a challenge to artists who would perhaps use more traditional methods and more traditional means, or do these people tend to work with recycled stuff anyway?
Most of the people we've got tend to be recyclers already.
Right.
There were some groups particularly those who are new to the trail this year, who haven't really worked in that way before. And next year, if it runs next year, there was some discussion about trying to mentor a few traditional artists, as you call.
Mm-hmm.
So we have had somebody who is a professional painter, and this time, on the board he's used, he's actually managed to get it out of a skip or something.
Right.
So that's his nod to doing that, but he's never done that before.
Yeah.
And he said, "Ooh." And I know somebody used some Cora flute, which was actually, he used old posters advertising stuff around town that had been left or out of date. He took them off and used that. So
it's all excellent, isn't it?
It's tidying up the city, and, you know, it's not introducing new stuff to the world. So I'd say this year there's a bit more of a range of materials that people are using, which is really nice.
So what have you got and whereabouts can people see it? How does the trail work?
How does the trail work? Well, you need probably to either go to one of the two what I call charity shop streets in Cambridge. So in Burley Street and Mill Road, there are loads of shops participating, and all of those have brochures that you can pick up in the shops. There are other cafes and other places where you can find them in town. And then we've got the line of shops going through the centre of town and up to Histon Road, which also are participating.
Okay.
So that's a good start. Or if you're an online person, there's the website, which has the trail and details about the artist. So that's circularcambridge.org/circularart. So you can find the details there. All the displays are in the window.
And these are all charity shops?
Yeah, they're almost apart. This year we have two mystery shops.
Okay.
One of whom is not a charity shop.
Okay.
But is very much part of the circular economy. So they're in the windows, and it's June. It's light in the evening.
Mm.
So if you wish to incorporate this into a pub crawl or go out
for dinner. Just a pleasant evening stroll.
Yes, exactly. So you can do that.
And how long is the trail going to be open for?
It's open starting today, as you said, and it's open for 3 weeks. So the last day is the 28th of June. The artist has said, please take your windows down after that. Last year, we had somebody whose art stayed up for 3 months.
Is that right?
But I think 28th is your last safe day.
Okay, and the art that's shown, can people buy that, or is this just example art?
It varies, actually. Some of it is example art in that it's not for sale in the shop, really. There are a few shops that it is for sale in, and that's sort of really been done by negotiation. Mm. So the shops will have contact details for the artists. So okay. if you want to go and buy anything, you can do it that route. So it does vary. Sally McGiven in Cancer Research UK in Burley Street, she joined last year, and one of the pluses that developed from last year, she's now a regular volunteer with that.
How excellent.
With that charity shop. And she works as a nursery nurse. So what she's been doing all through the year, she's been collecting donations that come into the shop of books and toys and things that go with the stories in the books. Mm-hmm. And she's made them into story bags. And that's what's in their window. So really reuse. And it's all come from things that people have given to the shop.
How interesting.
So it's a different way of seeing. So she's used her skill as, you know, as an educator and to make stories come alive, which is how she works anyway.
Yeah.
But she's just sort of letting people know that's a fun way rather than just a book. I know there's a book in the... I've seen the window already, and there's a book all about a unicorn, and there's a toy unicorn. How much better for that child
to
play around with a unicorn?
But you've also been telling me earlier, before we started recording, that you've got artists from different groups as well. You've got some specialists in amongst. Tell us about those.
This is something that's really close to my heart. There's 23 windows out there, but we must be hitting at least about 100 people who are making stuff, which is really great.
It's got to be good, isn't it?
Yeah, it's fantastic. So we have professional artists who make their living from their art, or quite a proportion of their living from their art. Pretty hard to make all of it from art. Mm. I'm terribly proud this year. We have somebody called Jane Webb, who's exhibiting an Oxfam shop in Burley Street, where there's the showcase window, by the way. She has exhibited at the V&A Museum in London. People like me who make a little bit of money there. We've got somebody who's worked collaboratively with Cambridge Community Arts and women who are in lots of trouble at the moment. We have two groups of learning disabled adults who are also involved. So they've been able to participate. And one of those groups really was not doing so well last year. And they are just blossoming now. So
as a result of their awareness
Well, I think what's really mattered to them is they've suddenly found that they've been valued. Mm. And they've been part of the real world and they've been treated as somebody special. So that's been really nice. And we've had some new shops on board this year. So we've had British Red Cross have come on board as well, and also Arthur Rank Hospice Charity have involved. So we've had staff and volunteers from the shops doing one window. There's this wonderful group for Arthur Rank called Knits of the Round Table.
Only in Cambridge.
Which they knit lots of things like for Easter and Christmas, and they sell them in the shops as well. So they voted to make a playmat, which is in the window in Regent Street, which I haven't seen yet and I'm dying to go and have a look. But they've also collaborated with the Arthur Rank Daycare Centre. So so some terminally ill patients there have been involved in making that as well. And I just think that's great to celebrate the living that goes on in the hospices.
It is, isn't it? It's a win-win-win, because you've got such a wide range of people, such a wide range of abilities and sources, and they're all working with recycled materials. Yeah. What's going to happen next? What's the plans for next year, then?
Oh, wow. Well, we had lots of plans that didn't happen this year. So my wish list is that we expand it out.
Okay.
So there is a little possibility is to perhaps expand out into Ely.
Mm-hmm.
One of the artists who's participating is based there, and she has a big artist community there, so that would be something really nice to involve. I would like to get all the shops in Cambridge to be involved. Not quite there, but that would be great. We also were looking at getting some Arts Council funding for this, and actually running some workshops that went alongside with the trail, so that we get lots of people actually doing some reuse themselves.
Mm.
So that's another possibility. In fact, that's got a little germ this year.
That could happen, though.
Well, not Art Council funding, but Demetra, who's showing at British Heart Foundation Furniture Shop, this is the first time she's ever had an exhibition. So she's a fledgling artist who's very much into reuse, and she's done some workshops and things. She's actually, on Saturday, she's doing a little sort of demonstration and workshop for reclaimed fabrics in that shop. So it's starting. It's starting. And then I would love to go and talk to the Charity Shop Retail Association, which is a national organisation, and just tell them they are really missing out on doing something fabulous. I grew up in Dorset. My dad had palliative care from the hospice there. Well, Joseph Weldmar there is huge. It has a lot of shops, all in the different towns. And rather than focusing on a town, I want to toddle down to Dorset and focus on a group. They could have something throughout in all their shops, and then maybe bring it together. I know they do a lot of fundraising, have special events, and it can all be displayed there.
Well, listen, let's get the issue out of the way first. Yes. If people want to get going on this trail, you can get the trail on your website and pick up the brochures. So the website that they should go to?
That's circularcambridge.org/circularart will land you exactly in the right place.
Perfect.
If you can't remember the name, circular with a T on the end, Cambridge. We'll get you there.
We'll get you there.
And just go and look in the shop windows and have a look and see. And go in and tell the shops if you like the windows and things.
Give it some encouragement.
Yeah, it's really good because we obviously have to get funding for next year. So the more positive feedback we get back, then that's great.
The easier that will be.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, Jenny, it sounds like a great idea. It's into year two, so we wish you well with that. Come back and report back and keep us posted with future developments.
I certainly will.
Thank you,
worry.
Jenny.
Jenny Langley talking there to Neil Whiteside